Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to your favorite podcast. This is Robbie's World, and I'm Robbie Simone, your host. If you're new here, go ahead and hit that notification bell and that subscribe button so you get notified every single time I post. And, you know, since you're already here, and if you're going to subscribe, you might as well subscribe to my YouTube channel, my TikTok, and my Instagram. I mean, Instagram, we don't really subscribe, we follow, but, you know, you catch the vibes. Nonetheless, I want to give you a quick disclaimer. Everybody knows that I'm already authentic. Everybody knows that this is very much unprofessional, but I'm literally shooting in my AirPods, okay? I'm in the hospital. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. This is why you need to be following me, because I can't answer any questions through a podcast. I mean, unless you leave me like a little voice message, but not a lot of people know how to do that. But without further ado, let's jump into today's episode. And by the way, I don't know the title of this episode until it comes out, because I kind of just wing the episode titles. Okay, so jumping into today's episode, I wanted to kind of touch base on a little bit of everything. I haven't had a post since September 23rd, the day before my dad's birthday. And it's crazy because I was doing so good. I was being so consistent. But y'all know me, like, I'm literally, my name should be Inconsistent Robbie. Like, that should be my podcast name, because it's like I will go through phases on each platform where I'm so consistent, so like on it, and then I hit this depression wave and I just stop. If you're a content creator, you know sometimes that this happens. If you suffer from depression, anxiety, you know, overthinking of any sort, you know that this happens. But I have a lot on my mind today, and I'm in the hospital, and I've been here for over a week. If you follow me on my social medias, which will all be linked in the description, you kind of already know what's going on. Speaking of that, I don't know if it's going to be this episode, but we're definitely going to dive into some of those questions. But I do want to first fill you in on what you've missed. When I shoot these podcasts, by the way, because I know you're probably like, why don't you know what's going to be in the episode, Robbie? Like, make it make sense. I shoot one long episode, like, clear my head, and then I split it up accordingly, because I know people do not want to listen to an hour podcast. My podcasts range from, like, 15 to 30 minutes max. I've had a couple 45 minutes podcasts, but it's just, like, that's a really long time. Quick little disclaimer, I do like to keep my podcast very intimate. I like to feel like we're on the phone. I like to be unprofessional in a sense. So like I said, I am in the hospital. I'm just using AirPods. I don't have my professional mic. I don't have anything that I need to have. You will hear nurses probably come in. You might hear a random pause. You might hear some breaks. You might hear my bed start deflating and inflating. Like, literally as we speak, it's happening. I have to call before 5 o'clock. Oh, the sky is so beautiful. Like, you can hear a helicopter in the background because I'm in Baltimore. I'm in John Hopkins, Maryland. Sorry, the sky was beautiful. But yeah, I'm on the 9th floor, and there's helicopters, shock trauma down the street, you know, so it's just a very authentic, very intimate, very unprofessional place. I like that for me to an extent. So yeah, that's just a little disclaimer. So for starters, I do want to let you know, hold on. Okay. They're leaving. I do want to let you know that I am indeed in the hospital, because of liver issues. Everybody knows I had a liver transplant, XYZ QRS. I'm going to honestly say that I'm going to first start off by telling you, listen to this episode and the next episode to hear the full story, because I'm going to tell you in this episode, basically, things that happened prior to, kind of answering some of the questions that you had, like what people ask, what are the symptoms? How did I know? XYZ QRS. I'm going to tell you what I did and how I felt during, you know, the beginning, because obviously it's been a month or two since I've posted. It's now October. Yeah, it's November. And I last posted in September. So it's been quite some time, to be honest. And I'm not going to lie, I did try to post a little bit, but everything that I was reciting, I didn't feel it. It wasn't authentic. It wasn't, I was trying to be happy and I wasn't happy. And I was just like, I cannot post this. I cannot post this. This is not authentic. This is not me. But the moral of the story is I am going to start off by, I'm going to tell you the whole entire story, but it's going to be broken into two episodes. So if you want to hear everything, I would suggest you listen to the one after this as well. Or click the notification bell and you will get notified, obviously, when it posts, because I'm not going to post them on the same day. So I want to first start by saying what you missed. If you follow me on YouTube or you're subscribed to me on YouTube, you know that I went to ATL. I posted two new videos. You should definitely go check them out. One's a funny one, one's a vlog. My vlog is kind of funny. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie to you. My vlog is just, the whole ATL trip in 6 minutes. I couldn't really vlog everything because I was just so, I was having one, so much fun. I was decompressing. I had no worries. I didn't feel the need to do anything. I did everything that felt right. Like, I wasn't like forcing myself to. I was literally giving myself a break and getting a brick off my chest because I feel such a weight in the home that I reside in. And that's a me problem. That's not a them problem. I think it's a me problem. But basically, I went to ATL to relax for a little bit and just focus on getting my mental health better. Because, prior to this, I had just left the hospital because of mental health reasons. You guys know that the prednisone, which is one of the steroids I take, aka one of the medicines that I take for my liver transplant, it messes with your head a little bit. It gives you like mood changes. But make a long story short, the depression came and it came hard, and I was like, I need to get out of here. Went, got out of town, and had an amazing time. I went on hikes. I'm not gonna spoil it. You gotta watch my YouTube videos. But my YouTube is Robbie Simone. Then I even got a chance to try the tortilla challenge when it was a semi-trending thing. With my best friend. It was pretty entertaining. Another 6 minutes of your time, if you don't mind watching. I have part two and part three coming up, but I want to get it to a certain amount of likes, and comments. So once we get there, we will post the rest. And yeah, so after that, I came home and I felt great. I took the first day off just to relax because, that plane ride and kind of just unmasking, uncovering, just sleeping that for full first day was great. Plus, I got home like really late at night, and I had gotten some really sticky news like, "Hey, you decided to go out and do your own thing. You can leave this house," type situation. I'm not gonna put too much tea into that, but because I wanted to decompress, it became a problem, and I was told that I had to leave the household that I was in, and it was just a hot mess in itself. So then I went straight back into the depression because I'm worried about where I'm going to go, what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it, who I'm going to do it with. Like, my brain just went right back into the depression state, and it went and it hit hard. It put a lot of anxiety on me and pressure all over again. I thought I was going to have at least a couple days, but I honestly got the text message the second day that I was on my vacation. But, I don't blame anybody except for myself. I don't even blame myself, honestly, because my personality is different from other people's, and I just have to accept that. And if some people aren't willing to accept other variables and other people's personalities, that's their own problem. And I just have to move accordingly and move, be around people who can understand me more, family or not. But anyway, I went back into my depressive rut, and it got so much worse. And then a little bit after that, as you guys know, I turned 26 September 10th, and I had gotten kicked off my dad's insurance, and it was time for a refill of my medication, and I could not get my medication refilled. It wasn't working. They refilled at least a week's worth, and then I couldn't get any more. So that was very devastating. I didn't have any medication for a very long time. I want to say about a month, 3 weeks to a month. And that's when everything just started getting crazy. I did shoot a thing a couple videos on TikTok, because I post videos on TikTok every day, but I posted that, like, I feel discombobulated, that I feel like a jack of all trades, but a master of none. I have so many ideas. I keep forgetting stuff, which was like symptoms of, hey, something's going on. And then, it only got worse from there. My eyes started getting slowly but surely jaundiced. I started having really bad gas pain, trouble with using the restroom. When I use the restroom, my stool was clay colored. My urine was super dark. I started to get the itchies again, and most of all, I was very, very, very fatigued. I was so tired doing the simplest of tasks. And more than anything, the depression is what hurt the worst, because if you have a positive mindset, that's what will really, take you. That's the main thing. If your mindset is negative, and you don't want to get out of bed, and you just don't push yourself, it's it. You're SOL. I'm just gonna leave that there. But if you push yourself constantly, or at least try to remain positive, it helps a great deal. I've noticed that the days that I'm sitting in this hospital bed, depressed and sad and crying, are the days my eyes are the most yellow. Are the days that I'm obviously the saddest. If I take my mind off of it, or I try to do something new, something different, I feel so much better. Sometimes I even forget that there's an issue going on. I do feel like at this current moment, everything is just fluctuating. Like, my levels are definitely going down, just not as fast as they're supposed to be, as far as it pertains to having a whole liver transplant. Like, everything's supposed to be zoom, 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 zoom. Because you got a new liver, right? No, everything is just taking a long time, almost as if, I didn't get a new liver. Or I had one that's like a little bit, like somebody, like I got a drinker's liver or something like that. But yeah, that's what I'm dealing with. But anyway, more time went by, and it got to the point where I ran out of every single medication that I had, and I called 3 days in a row. I called my social worker. I called my doctor, and was trying to see if they could do something. They said that they could possibly do something, but they have to call, and they have to do this, and they have to do that, and they have to do this. And I'm just going back and forth trying, and then they're like, hey, we'll call you back. Never called me back. Then I just told her, like, one day I was just feeling really bad, and I got a call, because they had been calling me for months and months, well, weeks and weeks, because I hadn't been going to get my lab work, because what are you testing? I have nothing in my system. You're literally testing nothing. It's a waste of money, and I don't have the money for the medication, so I don't want to waste the money that I could possibly use for the medication on lab work that I know that the results are going to be negative results, because I don't have medication. So at least that's how it works in my little pea brain. So then when I finally picked up the phone, I told my doctor, like, hey, something is wrong. I have all the symptoms that I had before, when I had when Blairitrita was when I was just living off the Kasai procedure. And they were like, well, there's no doubt that your liver is rejecting right now. And I was telling them, like, hey, I got kicked off my dad's insurance, and then I went out to ATL, and then when I went to ATL, I got home. They told me that I couldn't be here no more, that I had to basically make a plan and get out. And I've just been stressed back to back to back to back to back to back to back. So then they were like, okay, we're gonna admit you. And I got admitted, and here we are. Okay, it's now Saturday, and I am still here. So I got admitted Wednesday evening around like 5. They are so kind. They got me a ooh, no, they got me a lift. So then, so Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and today's Saturday. And I asked them if I could go home, and they said no. I still want to get my levels down a lot more, especially my bilirubin. And I honestly would like to go home with white eyes. I believe in my God and Savior, Jesus Christ, that if I remain positive that I can get this done, I have all my faith, I put all of my faith in Jehovah. I'm going through this for a reason, and I'm going to remain positive, and there's nothing that's going to bring me or break me down. I may have my days where I'm a little sad, but that's not going to stop me. I'm not going to stop pushing regardless of what goes on. But yeah, they basically have told me, like, whatever, I do have liver rejection. It's very much chronic. It's not acute. It's not something that, you know, they've given me massive amounts of steroids. They've done all that they can, but they're going to adjust my dosage and adjust my medications accordingly, just to see if things get better. And they said it's one of those things where it's going to take some time because the liver is able to rebuild itself. And that's what I have faith in. If I change my diet, if I change my attitude, if I get these prescriptions right as far as psychiatry as well, I can do this. And even if I don't, I'm going to pray every day until I get this right. I don't want to live sad. I don't want to be unhappy. I've lived like that my entire life, and I'm not here for it. So, I just need you guys to keep me in your prayers as far as that. And I am still in the hospital. There are tons and tons and tons of questions that you guys have asked me. So to touch base on some of them, I am going to do another episode. But I did kind of answer the main ones, like what were the symptoms of rejection? Exactly what I told you. Stool, fatigue, urine, itchy. You know, all those things. Things that just don't feel right, out of your norm. Nausea, didn't feel like eating. So, yeah. I just wanted to just basically touch base because everybody has been asking me so many questions and XYZ QRS. But I want you guys to listen to this podcast. Oh, well, I hope you enjoy this podcast, first of all. Sorry that it's so unorthodox. And, you know, you can probably barely hear me because of the noises in the background and me being in the hospital. But it is now 5:13 and food closes at 6 and your girl is hungry. And I'll fill you in with more details, and I'm going to shoot another one tonight for you guys. But I need you guys to ask me more and more and more and more questions. I'm going to answer the same questions that I answered on my Instagram, but I'm going to answer the ones that I didn't get a chance to answer, and I'm taking in new ones. I probably will answer about 25 questions the next one. If there's any more than 75, I'm going to be honest with you, I might have to break it apart because not everybody wants to listen to questions of the podcast. But yeah, if you don't follow me on TikTok, I don't know what you're doing, because if you're really tuned into this journey and you're really, like, you know, aware of the situation and you don't know what's going on with me, I post on TikTok at least twice a day, no matter what the day is. I go on live. I've been on live once a day since Friday, honestly. Weekends are my most valuable days because I feel the most alone those days. Mental trauma. So that's what I've kind of been doing to, you know, wean out the time. Also studying, of course. But I keep babbling on, and if I keep babbling on, we will never get this podcast done. So, I'm going to read, I'm going to study, I'm going to remain positive, I'm going to order food, I'm going to post on TikTok, and I'm going to get on TikTok Live tonight. So if you want to see that, make sure you follow me at Robbie's World on Instagram, Robbie's World on TikTok, Robbie's World on Pinterest, Robbie Simone on Snapchat, Robbie Simone on, no, Robbie's World on Twitter. You can find me on any platform with any of those two names. I love you guys so much. Thank you for 12.1K. And enjoy the rest of your day.
Love, peace, hair grease. I'm out.